Happy Earth Month, everybody. Now, I know every year we write down our different goals that we want to accomplish for yourself, people around you, manifest it. And maybe one of our goals for 2024 is to shop sustainably. You value companies that are thoughtful in every aspect of how they run their business. Good news, Macy's makes it easy to do just that. This Earth Month, join Macy's in an effort to shop more sustainably with brands like Carter's, Little Planet, Oak, On 34th, Elemis, and more. You can donate online or in-store and learn more at Macy's.com/purpose. And who doesn't love going to the park, especially in the spring? Fresh air, frisbees, picnics, super cute dogs on leashes. I mean, that's my dream. Soaking up the sun with your friends or your kids or your nieces and nephews. Check this out. Macy's is supporting Trust for Public Lands Community Schoolyards Project. Their goal is to transform vacant schoolyards into green spaces to help create healthy, livable communities for generations to come. I love that a big brand like Macy's is supporting small changes to make a big difference. Again, donate in store or online and learn more at Macy's.com/purpose.
Do you see the deals on these brands? Of course you can't. This is a podcast. But when you go to Ross this spring, you'll see brands you know at prices you love. We're talking all the shoes, hues, and ooze at 20 to 60% off department store prices. Go see the savings at Ross.
Hey guys, it's your lady gang, Jack Vanek, Kelty Knight, and Becca Tobin. Thank you so much for subscribing on iTunes, and thanks for supporting the great sponsors who make it possible for us to have this much fun with you every single week for free.
Well, what is this?
Welcome to the lady gang.
That's amazing. Say that again.
The lady gang.
Things are about to change around here.
Each week, we catch up with Hollywood's hottest girl posse, Kelty Knight, Becca Tobin, and Jack Vanek.
Hello, 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 and welcome to the lady gang. I am Rebecca Grace Tobin Martin. That's my full legal name. Across from me is Kelty.
Colleen.
Cher.
Oprah Knight.
Jacqueline Pateras Vanek.
Thank you. Jesus. How's everybody doing?
Honestly, I've never been so excited for an episode of Lady Gang to air. Like, you are in for...
I better be into this.
A rocket ship.
I better be into this.
Becca really hates Bachelor contestants.
I don't hate them.
This is not a Bachelor contestant. This is a possible next husband for Jacqueline.
Okay. All right.
We're into it.
Okay, fine. And on that note, it's time for...
Good week.
Yes, it is.
Bad week.
Oh, no.
I'm going to go first.
Oh.
I just jumped right ahead. Okay. My good week. So I
love you, Jack.
What?
You always start good week the same.
Why?
My good week, looking at the phone.
Because
so, and then you move the phone over and then you begin. It's amazing.
It's true.
You guys, I'm a creature of habit. Okay.
You really are.
So my good week is this guy that I used to date like years ago texted me this morning and he's like, oh, I read an article about you this morning. I was like, an article? Like, was it about the Lady Gang or something? He's like, no. Links me to it. It's a Forbes article. Not about me, but it's about this band called X Ambassadors. I don't know if either of you guys know about them.
Of course.
So they're amazing. I have loved them for years. And the article is about how to manage a successful band. I guess it was with their manager. So the reason why I'm in this article is because they're asking about like how they got their big break. And they credited me.
What?
Yeah. So I put their song on a Spotify playlist like years ago. It's this whole weird chain of events. Then somebody from a local radio station was following me.
Because you're so influential.
Put it on the radio. And then it ended up blowing up on the radio and becoming like the biggest song of the year. Then Imagine Dragons were at the radio station and they're playing it over the radio. They heard it and then took them on tour. So it was this like weird like...
That's
better.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Okay. When are they coming to LA? And we better get free fucking tickets.
I know. They're so good too. They're like such a good band that I'm so glad that they've seen success. It makes me happy.
Yes, you do.
You'll know their song. Their songs are all over commercials. They're all over the radio.
Yeah.
Anyone in that band single and rich for you?
No, I don't think so.
They're definitely not rich yet. Like, it takes, like, at least 5 hit singles to be, like, bona fide, like, Jack Vanek worthy rich.
Shut up. They're so talented,
No, because when
though.
You're in a band, as you guys know, with the Lady Gang, when you have to share the profits.
Oh, yeah. Anything you
like,
have to share profits
for you, one peanut for you, one peanut for you.
Okay, my bad.
Adam Levine doesn't get more.
He does because he's on The Voice.
Yeah, now
but they
he's
all,
like his Maroon own
5,
celebrity.
I believe, shares their money equally.
Interesting.
Really? Because, even though do all... See, I feel like if you're writing the music, you should get more money.
But Adam's
well, you
not writing that music. I mean...
Yeah, because you get songwriter credit.
Yeah. It's a very tricky
It would
business.
Suck to be in a band with
business.
Like 5 people. Okay. My bad week is I have a problem with Starbucks. Starbucks. I was driving through the Starbucks drive-thru.
I know what you're going to say. I've been following your drama.
I saw this sign, and I thought it was, like, written by some stupid employee that worked there. And it's a poem about their new cherry mocha frappuccino, and it goes like this. Mm-hmm. Cherries are red, cocoa, woohoo, topped with whipped cream, cherry mocha, I love you. Okay, so I thought it was just somebody that worked there was like, I'll write this fun poem to promote the cherry mocha. It turns out that it's a national campaign, and somebody got paid a lot of money to write this poem to be put in every Starbucks across the country.
What's your problem with the poem?
It's really f***ing bad. And it doesn't make any sense.
Well, can you come up with a better one?
Yeah, so that's what I was going to say. I have a better one. So if Starbucks wants to hire me to write
their poems. Or you could just give it to free on your ultra-popular podcast that lots of people listen to.
Roses are red, blood is too, touch my cherry mocha, I'll f***ing cut you.
Okay, I don't think that's really on brand for Starbucks, but good job.
Thank you. I feel like, you know, if they want to get a little edgy, they should call
They're me. Not going to use the F word, and I don't think any of their campaigns. About
you can't use that for when you're getting your puppuccino. You know what I mean? It just doesn't go together.
Whatever. I think it's horrible. Chino. I don't know who approved it. It makes me really fucking angry. And now it's become a thing that I get so many DMs of
about
every
it.
Person that sees it. They're like, thought of you. Thought of you.
Well, also, nobody wants a cherry mocha. That sounds disgusting.
That sounds disgusting.
It sounds
cherry
so
flavored anything. No one's like, I'm really feeling a cherry
Except
flavor.
I'm going to say right now, I'm looking at the only cherry flavored thing that I do like, and it's one of the LaCroix flavors.
And it's delicious.
But it's not even my favorite. Like, I'd rather have grapefruit.
Okay, I'm going next. Sorry, Kelty. I know you wanted to go.
No, it's fine. Live your life.
You just said you were going to go first.
No, it's fine. Look at how friendly I am.
You were just writhing inside.
No, I'm not. Okay. I'm rolled over a new leaf, you guys.
You're cool, Kelty.
I'm not cool, Kelty, but I am trying to be like conscious.
Okay, cool. No
one cares.
When we moved into our house a year and a half ago, I was so excited that I have this fenced in backyard and there's like little places for little Orly to go out and live out her wilderness dreams.
Yeah.
You know, because I think every dog deserves a backyard.
Yes.
So first thing in the morning, I open up the door and I let her go out there for a while.
Yeah.
And I'll take a shower, I'll drink coffee and she'll come in and like, you know, mosey on in. I never let her out there at night because there's coyotes in the hills. And so by the time it's dusk, she can't go out there by herself. We were in our backyard at 3 p.m. the other day. And what comes walking up? A giant mother effing coyote the size of a large German shepherd. It's broad daylight.
Which means it has rabies.
Yeah. And it's,
wait, really?
I don't know. That's what Becca said.
Well, I think when they're out in the daytime, they're like,
feral.
Something is wrong with them.
Yeah.
They're crazy.
Boy's hungry.
Yeah. So he's just right over the fence.
Yeah.
Staring down. So now Orly can't live her best life as my dog. So now I have to wake up every morning, make coffee, and sit out there and watch her like I have a child.
Yeah.
It's really annoying.
It's better that you saw that now than like after he ate
your it's dog. True. You know what? You're right. Yeah. Glass half full.
Yeah. Glass half full. And also I feel like because of the story, do you feel like the coyote knew that Orly lived there?
I'm sure he smelled her.
Yeah.
But I'm saying
she's a beautiful, young, vibrant, fertile woman.
No, I'm just saying, but like, to me, this doesn't sound like the first time coyote has come to check out this territory.
That makes me creeped out.
And he probably knows that she's out during the day.
I know.
Exactly. Yeah. You're lucky that,
You're lucky. You need an electric fence.
I'm scared. Okay, anyway.
I don't know if that's going
to stop. Here's my good week. It was from a couple weeks ago, but I forgot to use it, and it was so important to me that I had to bring it back. I was at Aroma Cafe, shout out, in Studio City, standing outside on, like, a Saturday. There was kind of a line, so it was, you know, wrapped outside of the restaurant. So I'm standing outside, and all of a sudden I hear someone in the
shouting your name. Paparazzi, yep. Becca, over here, over here, over the shoulder.
No,
what are you wearing?
Even better. Oh. I hear a girl scream, Becca! And I'm like, oh, I must know somebody. And I look over and she's pulling away and she's like, I love the Lady Gang.
That's cute.
It was really cute. It was the first time for me.
So. I love that.
Wait, no one's ever come up to
no
you
one's
before?
Screamed it at
yeah,
me.
Yeah, I've never been screamed
Every
at.
Every once in a while people will Stop say, you. But yeah. like that was really aggressive and I loved every second of it.
Yeah, please aggressively love the Lady Gang.
Aggressively scream.
Come and like grab us from behind and give us a big hug.
Maybe not that. I don't really enjoy hugs from anyone.
No, the other day I took my parents to the movie theater, a pretty popular movie theater here in LA, and I was like, please God, someone recognize me so I can seem so cool in front of my parents, but no one did.
Aww.
You know, like, that would thrill them to no end. Like,
yeah.
Sheila and Ken would use that story. They'd be like, we went down to see our daughter in Los Angeles and people were recognizing her.
Out. She's such a celebrity.
She needs a hat. You know?
She needs a
anyway.
Hat.
Okay, good week. Real Housewives of Atlanta used one of my sayings.
What?
I am officially famous.
What?
Housewives of Atlanta used roll the tape.
No.
Yes. I don't watch the Housewives of Atlanta, so I was told this by a lady ganger, and I'm sure we could find the footage. If anyone can, please tape it.
Roll the tape.
But they used roll the tape.
It's a good one.
Tape.
Did you make that one up, or did you see
yes.
it somewhere?
No, I made it up.
You did?
Yeah, like roll the tape.
I can't imagine you're the first person, though.
I know.
I'm absolutely the first person. I brought Rad back from the 80s. I'm a word connoisseur. What?
You brought Rad back?
No, I
Elena
was the first
was
person.
Just...
No.
Rad never left.
No, Rad left.
No, it didn't.
In Canada, Rad was gone. Rad was big in the 80s when I was born. And then when I was in high school, listen, when I was in high school, I was a waitress and some of the hot guys from my town came in and they were like, how's your day, Kelty? And I was like, I'm Rad. And everyone was like, Rad, who uses Rad? And then like a year later, I was on all the t-shirts at Abercrombie. I brought Rad back. What?
Okay.
Nene.
Nene used it. Oh.
Roll your tapes back.
Oh, different.
Wow, that's way off.
Well, roll your tapes back and roll the tape is exactly the same. Nene, I'm with you. Turn that off. Okay, next.
Turn that off.
I signed up for Bumble Biz because I've missed out on all online dating. And I was like, oh, this is like Bumble Biz is this app where you're supposed to be able to like connect with other entrepreneurs and other people in the business like a dating app, but only for business. So I was like, oh, cool. I'm going to like support our friends, Aaron, Sarah Foster, who like started like this section of Bumble. And so I signed up and I like uploaded my profile pictures, like one of my headshots, you know, and I did all my like funny, witty things like why people should follow me and swipe, swipe, swipe.
How'd that go for you?
Well, then on the app, do they normally do this thing on dating apps? Then you have to take a picture of yourself from your phone that moment and then they verify like
oh,
you are who
you
say.
I mean, Bumble does that.
Yeah. So Bumble does that. So I'm just sitting there and I'm trying to get Bumble to say, yes, you are the person in your headshot.
They wouldn't recognize your face.
It was like, do not recognize, do not recognize, because I was like essentially like no makeup, like gross face, hair in a bun. And then like I was like trying to be glamorous in my headshot and I couldn't. Like, anyway. So eventually I waited until the next day when I was, like, more glamorous and took the picture and they let me.
It?
Yeah.
Wow.
So basically I'm such a transitional beauty that, like...
Or maybe it's you don't look anything like you do with makeup on.
That's what I'm saying. No, my makeup artist said that. She's like, you know what's good about your face? You're a transitional beauty. Like, we can... Like, you can go from, like, ooh, to, like, beautiful, like, with some makeup.
So that's a good thing.
It's. I mean, I'm fine cool. with it. Anyway, Bumble Biz is not that great, though. Right yet. There's no one on. There, people are like, I'm an artist. Let me take your picture. That's not what I'm looking for. I'm looking for the woman who runs CoverGirl.
I'm an artist.
You know what I mean? Like, I'm a musician. Listen to my demo. No, no, no. I'm looking for a box company that can make our lady boxes, please.
Yeah, I don't think that's on there.
Great. So speaking of our lady boxes, who's here?
The person who might claim Jack's lady box for life is here.
Holla.
And he's here next.
You're listening to The Lady Gang.
Our guest today's Bachelor bio says, I won't lie, I love attention, and that's why I love him. And damn, has the world ever given him attention. From is he there for the right reasons, to his alleged girlfriend showing up on his season with Rachel, to the salacious sex scandal with Corinne. Most importantly, he's been sliding into Jack's DMs, and we are convinced they're either dating, about to date, or should be dating. And that is basically why we invited him on the Lady Gang today to get to the bottom of this. Lady Gang Investigates. Please welcome to the podcast, DeMario Jackson.
Woo! That was a really good intro.
Did you
She's
like it?
Really great.
I have to be honest. You were maybe the hardest person to find out about.
I was.
Like, what did you do before Bachelor? The only things that came up were like Bachelor. Like, you need to get a Wikipedia page,
no,
bro.
No, you know what? I control everything. Like, you notice through all my BS. Usually, with African Americans, when something crazy happens, like a guy can be murdered and they'll put up a mugshot from like 87. With me,
right.
I control all my pictures because I actually just created social media for this.
So got it. Smart. You didn't exist before.
I didn't exist. I'm like Kaiser Soze. Like, I just kind of like, I come and go. I appeared out of nowhere. And
no, it's interesting because I was like, I went through, normally when you Google someone, like their Instagram and then their Wiki page and then like their high school yearbook photo comes up and all this stuff. But it's like literally Bachelor, 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 Bachelor.
Do you have a
Facebook? I had to pull off your Bachelor profile. Yeah. Like the, I mean,
yeah, I do have a Facebook.
That was disappointing for me.
Yeah, it's. I mean, because
a little deeper.
You know, I mean, I like to control my. You know, like
your
the
image.
Narrative.
Don't let anybody else
my
control pictures. It.
You're reclaiming your time.
I'm claiming it. I'm reclaiming it. Yeah, after having it snatched.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, so I just want a full disclosure. This Becca is not a fan of The Bachelor. She has no idea who you are.
I love that.
Yeah.
People like Becca. I like genuinely. Well, here's what I don't like. I don't like people who pretend to be Becca. Like I'm on Bumble and stuff,
and then
girls that'll be like, "I have no idea who you are, but it just so happens that my great aunt's dog said, is that DeMario?" And then all of a sudden, 20 minutes of conversation, she's like, "Tell me about Dean. Tell me about Corinne. Tell me about Raven. Tell me about Adam." I'm like, "I thought you said you didn't." Yeah. You know, if you watch it, you watch it. That's great. But if you don't, then you know,
have you ever gone out on a date with a girl that said that she didn't know, and then like through the date, like you start feeling it. Mm.
I once went over to a girl's house. It happened to be on a Monday night, and she's watching it.
Your season?
She's watching it, and when I walked in, I kind of played it off, and we're like 30 minutes to the conversation, and I called her out. I go through our text message, and I was like, "Hey, one of our first text messages is, hey, my friend told me that you were on the show, but I don't watch TV." I was like, "And I happen to come over, and you're watching it." She's like, "Oh my god, no! It just my TV just happened to be on here."
Also, people who say I don't watch TV.
Yeah.
Do you? Do you breathe? Do you eat? Everybody watches.
Everybody
TV,
watches.
Right?
You're not better than everybody else because you don't watch TV.
And why do people have to lie?
Yeah, just admit it. You
That's
watched
fine.
Handmaid's like Tale it. In one Saturday. It's fine. You have no life. What did you do on Saturday? Oh, I ate a sheet cake and I watched reruns of Fixer Upper, and I'm okay with myself.
Admit that. Own that.
Yeah, own it.
Because, because it's just weird when it comes out.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's awkward.
And yeah, it's just because then you're kind of just sitting there. And for me, I'm like, damn, you're starting off this, you know, shallow Bumble relationship already with a lie. Right? You know, I mean, it's bad enough that we're just swiping away and just, hey, you're
it's
hot.
It's already sad enough
I'm
as
hot.
It is.
Yeah, you know, I mean, that's terrible. And then you're just going to start it off with just a blatant lie. Yeah, I don't even watch TV. And then you come up with some, hey, are you that one guy? Yes, my name's DeMario. It's like, I'm one of one. Like, yes, it's me. I'm 6'4" and black. And you, like, exactly. It's not like my name's like Mike Smith and I'm some white redhead with glasses or something. It's like, oh, it's a million of me in the world. It's me. And not to be like a cocky guy, but you know, it is what it is. I assume that every woman between the ages of like 8 and 60, whenever I see them, you know, I'll get like the, oh my god, like before when everything came out, it was weird. It was like, oh shit, grab your purse.
Yeah.
Like, you know, this guy's coming in. He's coming in here to like damage you. Now I get hugs and I actually hold babies like twice a week. I feel like Obama.
Wow. Yeah.
It's weird.
Next you're going to get a painting in the Smithsonian.
That would be amazing. Legendary.
Okay, so let's talk. I want to talk about the scandal first because, whoa.
Yeah.
So here's my question about it. For those of you who do not watch television, there was this scandal. He was on Bachelor in Paradise. It came out that, like, drinks were taken, advantage was taken, allegedly. And then Corinne came out saying, like, I can't believe I was taken advantage like this. And you were like, this never happened. And then they canceled Bachelor in Paradise,
but
and they got back together.
Corinne never said that.
She never said that.
Yeah, she just said I was a victim.
Yeah, but she said she was a victim.
But that was it. And then
but
everybody,
that's
like,
messed up if she wasn't a victim and to say I was a victim.
Yeah, I think it was probably her lawyer or
There's
something.
Also a lot of stuff that we can't speak about, like Corinne and I, things that happen. And there's also a lot of, shout out to Trump, fake news. There were things that, if you put a source or allege, you can put anything out there.
Literally, we do it every week.
Yeah, like literally. And when we had first met up, her and I, and we actually had a chance to discuss all of this, it was like, whoa, this is nuts. Because the minute it was released, instead of people caring about what happened, it was black and white in the middle of like a very racist America. We have like Nazi marches, like, hey, yeah, I'm, you know, so it's a very, it's a weird time. And you have this black man, this white woman. And before people even knew, they were coming up with, they're like, yeah, well, based on the Boys in the Hood that came out in 1990, he did, you know, rape this girl. He did do this or do that. And that just sucked because I felt like that when I was found, quote unquote, not guilty or whatever, then people thought, oh, she's the girl who caught Wolf. And now she's this terrible person.
Right.
So that was,
it's like a lose-lose situation.
What is it like for your, and I'm not going to harp on this, but I just can't imagine, like, your parents when this is all going down. You're like, mom, dad, or whatever, like family, friends, I'm going to go on The Bachelor. And they're like, oh my God, he's going to be the next Bachelor. And then this stuff goes down and your life is literally ruined overnight by the internet. Like, how did you explain that to people of a different generation?
My dad, my whole family's in law enforcement. Like, my whole family. Like, aunts are judges, my dad, like DEA. Wow. My grandpa's the most decorated FBI agent in the history of the world.
That's why you never had social media.
Like, my dad was every single morning, let me know if you want me to take care of it. I mean, because he knows, he gets it. My mom was a wreck. My mom was like any mother.
So
a wreck. Like, every single day, she was just a complete wreck. But throughout the whole entire thing, like, I knew what happened. I knew, like, my truth. I got confirmation from people at TMZ, who's owned by WB, like, look, we all saw the tapes, we know what happened, but unfortunately we have to do this whole cat and mouse 11 days of dun dun dun. And so that was the only thing that was keeping me sane, is like, you know, great parents, great friends, my castmates.
Really?
You know, Raven, Alexis.
Well, like, everybody had your back from the beginning
from
when it was happening.
Everybody
you
was there.
Could tell when people were just like standing up for him in the beginning, before anybody like had any confirmation if something didn't happen, like, you could tell.
And that was like the humbling thing.
Yeah.
Is people that I knew for like 72 hours were going to bat for me and like breaching their contract. Like, Raven could have been sued.
Right.
And for me, it was I remember waking up and being like, oh my God, I didn't even have to ask people. And like, my dad, he always told me, he's like, if you think you're the person that you are, I won't have to do the Kanye West and be like, hey, I'm the greatest. Yeah. People are going to, you know, speak on my behalf. And he's like, you don't have to tell people, like, that you're a good guy, that you're not this human that they're trying to paint, because other people were coming to bat for you. And that was, like, super, even to this day, like,
that's
I
really
still thank Raven and all the girls. I'm always like, oh my God. And they're like, no, but you're the guy who is, like, hyping up everybody. You're so, like, loving and caring. And for this, you know, for you to go through this, it just sucked. But I'd rather me than any of my castmates.
Really?
And like, if you told me this is going to happen to like Eric or like Dean or Diggy, I'd rather me go through it, because in a weird way, I was kind of like built for it. I don't know how. I don't even know what that means.
Yeah.
But going through it and being able to, you know, John Mayer slow dancing in the burning room, I was fine with it. Because I feel like that I have, again, it's like the support system. It's the family, the friends, and I guess I was built for it.
Have you gotten a deal to write like a tell-all book yet?
I've
like Courtney Robinson, yeah. Like, I need a DeMario.
How do you do that legally? Because you can't talk about certain things, right?
Well, for me, I really want to talk about the media and how they wanted to paint this particular African American. Like, I actually had a VJ from San Francisco call me, and he apologized live on air, and he goes, "Hey, I won't lie to you. Just based off of movies and rap music, I thought that you were like a terrible human being. Then I found out about your family, and then I found out, and I'm sitting here and I bash you every single day."
Right.
"And then I call you on the air to apologize."
Wow.
And I'm like, "What?" He goes, "Yeah, I legit, the minute this came out, I'm like, he raped her because boys in the hood, and because black fathers are absent, and because like all these negative stereotypes that have been built throughout the media." And that's why people are like, "Well, how come you didn't go crazy?" Because the media, they paint pictures of African Americans as we're all fatherless. We all have like these crazy, crazy. So for me, I always tell myself, if I was to ever get 1 second, 2 seconds, 3 seconds, I was not going to be that person who they've been portraying for all these years.
Wow.
Jeez.
Bravo.
It was tough.
Like a big bravo.
Oh,
can I
tough.
Just say right now, you're too good for The Bachelor?
He is. I told you he's the best.
Yeah.
No. And I honestly, that means a lot coming from Becca, because every time me and Jack are like, we're having a person on
the
podcast,
like,
and The Bachelor, she's like, can we not?
I feel like she was going to probably boycott you coming on.
No.
I love it.
Begged them. Every time I saw a Bachelor on the schedule or a Bachelor person on the schedule, I'd be like, you guys, these people are sort of mind numbing. Like, they're kind of crushing me. And thank God answered my prayers.
Most importantly, everyone wants to know how you met Jacqueline.
I met Jack through Kay from Betches.
You know the Instagram Betches?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So we have a mutual friend, and we met at a bar.
And we met at Mama Shelter, and it was funny because Kay's like, oh my God, I'm going to invite over this girl. You're gonna think she's hot.
Did you think she was
hot? Yeah, I did.
Yeah, of course.
He was hitting on me after like 5 minutes.
No, it was like 5 seconds. It was like right away. But like, what I liked about her is that for me, because I'm very like out there and can like kind of like dish it out, and she was dishing it back.
No, she's a sassy broad.
Sassy. So it was cool just right off the bat. Yeah. Like, I mean, we had like the best like day. But like every now and then, I would just like say, "Oh, you want to take a shower? This or that?" She was always like back.
Wait, do you want to take a shower today?
A shot.
Oh,
no, a shower.
I was like,
oh.
Wow, okay.
That yeah. second date. I, will second say, one. So when we met, I had a bruise on my shoulder.
Oh, my God.
From sexual experience that I had the night before, and he called me out like within like 2 seconds. He's like, I know that kind of bruise. Somebody was holding you down.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
No, I like saw it, and like for me, I'm like, wait a minute, that's that,
that's
like
a finger. That's
yeah, that's that. So I'm like, oh, you know, I'm just gonna go for it.
Good job.
And I was like, hey, pretty cool bruise you got there. She's
and she like, I know it's like, part of a handprint.
It turns like bright red, and then I like kind of lined it up. I was like, wow. I was like, all right, I like that.
Wow. Like, okay, so what do you look for in a like? Okay, so obviously there is fame now. There's fame. You're famous. And you're probably getting hit up all the time. You can date basically a lot of people. Do you want to date a famous girl? Do you want to date an internet famous girl? Do you want to date the most influential podcaster of all time?
She's talking about me.
I know.
No, but like what do you look like? What do guys look for in a lady?
I'm all about family because I'm extremely close to my mother, my sister, my father, my grandmother. Like I'm like – I mean, we do family dinners on Sunday. I go to my little brother's basketball games like twice Aww. A week. Like I'm like really, really big on family. So for me, it has to be somebody who loves their family, somebody who doesn't mind hanging out with mine. Like we hang out, you know, with yours. I just love like family time. Like as much as I love to like party and have fun and hang out with my boys and stuff, I love family time.
How old are you?
31.
Okay, so you got a few years before you're ready to settle down.
Yeah. So there's nothing for me. It's all about like family. And I mean, number two, you have to have like something that you like love, you know, whether it be like you're up and coming like designer or like you have a podcast or you're like an engineer or like, you know
right.
you know
like
anything like just something passionate about
because like, I think a lot of we are in this generation where we're all lady bosses, right? Like in whatever we're doing. And there's two kinds of guys in the world. There's guys that can handle it and that are like, wow, it makes it hotter that you have like your own I can go to Zoomies and like see you in the window and you have your own brand. But then there's a whole other set of guys.
Which are most guys that get emasculated by it.
That's true.
They can't handle it on their ego. Like you're great and successful and you built this and it would scare people.
I agree.
So that's like, kind of sad, you know?
For me, I love the Michelle Obama. I love the, like the Oprah. I love those women who, because that inspires me. I mean, I was raised by like a very strong mother. Like my mom always had her like, you know, real estate and was always like a boss. And her and my dad, they split very early. But my dad, I mean, but my mother got my stepdad, but she never like needed a man. She always had like that vibe to where like, this is my shit. Like this is my, and I love it. Like it, for me, like, you know, it's a turn on because nothing's greater than when you can bring your high credit score and I bring my high credit score and we combine and we join forces and
buy a house, get a mortgage together.
You know, because I mean,
that's amazing.
You know, I don't have an ego with that.
Yeah.
You know,
I wish they'd put that on your bachelor page.
I have buddies who like
really
are legit, you know, they're like, no, like, man, I don't know. Like, she's a little like too successful.
Yeah.
And you're like, what?
Yeah.
But then you look at how they were raised and the dad is like some VP at a company and the mom, you know, stay at home mom. She's really great mother, you know,
you're
great
right,
person,
totally.
But it's like the way you were raised. Like my grandmother was like, you know, principal for LA, you know, Unified School District for years. My aunt runs Molina Healthcare. Like I have very dominant women in my family.
So you're cool with that.
Like, so I'm, and that's all I know.
Okay.
So.
I love that.
So I know you guys have this problem. All girls have this problem. You have a million clothes in your closet, yet you never have anything to wear, and then you end up wearing a variation of the same outfit over and over and over again. I wear the same thing every day. It's ridiculous. And you know, we all wish that we were celebrities and could have a stylist, but that's only for rich people, right? Not with one of our sponsors. You know we love being fake rich at the Lady Gang, and one of our sponsors, Wishy, is a stylist on-demand app that is actually affordable. They are amazing. Right off the bat, the app asks you your budget, your taste, and your sizing, and they match you with a stylist personalized for you. How amazing is that? They help you style items from your closet or suggest new and trendy items from any online retailer, and it's so amazing. It's like you have your own personal stylist. So if you guys want to give them a try, get the Wishy app and use our promo code #LadyGang to get 15% off the cost of your first styling session or your unlimited membership and look your best every single day. Again, Wishy app and code #LadyGang to get 15% off.
All right, we're going to play a game now. It's called the Could We Be Newlyweds game with Jack and Demario.
Yes, I love
so
this.
Each take a slice of paper.
Oh no.
And a pen.
It's gonna be terrible.
Hide your responses from each other. Becca, will you like keep a, I don't know, keep Jack
a barrier?
Yeah, barrier. Okay. And so basically,
I'm not gonna look at these questions.
Okay. So you're gonna answer them quickly, and then we're gonna show each other. And Becca, you could
answer wisely.
Yeah, answer wisely.
Okay.
I guess for the sake of the podcast, you should say your answer into the mic when you turn it around.
Why don't we just say the answer? Oh, I guess we can't because we're both.
Yeah, you have
down.
To say it at the same time.
Okay. I forgot how. To play the game.
I think we should switch on and off.
Okay.
So you start, Becca. With the question.
Jack's go-to outfit?
Yeah. What is Jack's go-to outfit?
I actually know that.
Okay. Well, no, don't.
Okay, okay.
From Instagram.
Barrier.
Yeah.
Barrier.
You can't not know.
Yeah.
I feel like everybody knows.
Yeah.
Okay. Here we go. Wow. It's definitely not that long. Okay.
He got detailed.
Okay. Mario first. Go.
What is it?
Okay. Hold it. Like flip it around.
The crop top and the weird hippie pants.
Yes.
Here we go.
Crop top.
It's a match.
I did wear a crop top and the weird hippie pants yesterday.
Yes, yeah. You did.
You wear it every day.
One pant. Okay, next choice.
Who wrote whom first? Like on social media or texting?
Well, we met in real life.
Yeah,
but then after that, who initiated contact?
The DM.
Who did the DM
text? Okay, close your...
But wait.
Okay.
It was me. Here we go.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, because I gave you my number because he was like trying to hit on some other stupid girl.
Uh-oh.
What? Which
Everyone
one?
Knows you can't do that.
I don't know, a big wang that you're playing basketball with.
I thought it was a bachelor day. I thought it was a two-on-one.
Oh, Jesus.
Okay.
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 Right. Next question.
Is it okay?
Is it okay to kiss on the first date?
Okay, ready? Jack, you go first.
Yes.
Yes.
Obviously.
Yes. You guys are both skank.
I don't know why I'm using
okay.
Your horse, darling.
I kiss on most of my first dates.
We know. Oh. What is the minimum height you have to be to date Jack Vanek?
Minimum height. You have to be to date Jack.
Okay.
Jack, then tomorrow's first.
6 feet.
She
what
said
did you
six
say?
Feet.
We're doing
oh
so
my
well.
God.
Oh my god.
Okay.
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
Okay.
How tall is DeMario?
I know that.
Okay.
You have to write it down. 6'4".
6'4".
Oh, wow.
Are you serious?
This is crazy.
This is nuts.
When's the wedding? Can I wear red?
Yes.
Okay. This one is really hard.
Right.
No, this one's going to be hard.
Okay.
It is hard.
What is Jack's favorite color?
Oh, man.
It's not hard.
Mm-hmm. It's not hard.
She decorated this room.
Oh, I was going to
What were you going to say, black?
Okay.
No.
What?
He said pink.
Yeah!
All right.
I was going to say like some fuchsia type of.
That's
fuchsia?
Type
of, yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm with you. Okay, we only have two more, and you guys are basically married at this point. So
I do.
It's DeMario's dream.
I know. I'm happy I came here.
Did I tell you that Jack loves her family? They're very close.
No, they do.
No,
they come to all the lady hangs.
No, we had a talk about like her mother and father.
She's like best friends.
Yeah,
with
yeah, like her That's comment weird. Section. I was like, oh my god, your dad. Because it's cool. Like,
have
I love
you
it.
Have you listened to the Lady Gang podcast with Jack's mom?
No,
it's very good.
It is.
You should listen to it on the way home.
I will. Oh, that's
You'll
cool.
learn a lot about little Jacqueline.
All the things.
My mom's name is Jacqueline as well.
Is it?
Yeah.
What the?
My mom.
His mom.
How does she spell it?
Jacqueline.
M-E-N-E.
Okay, but like that's the
close
same name.
Close.
It's a sign.
It's not the
people.
Same name.
Close.
Okay.
Okay, next.
Here, this might stump you. How long should you wait to have sex?
Oh, my answer has changed recently.
Uh-oh.
Oh.
Okay.
All right.
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Just come on.
Jack's like 5 minutes.
5 minutes.
After the first bathroom break, speak from the heart.
Follow your heart.
Follow your heart.
Follow your heart into the bathroom and have sex at the bar.
She's like,
okay,
when we're soulmates.
What'd you say?
Second date. It's all I know you're not psycho. You like psychopaths. So.
No, I hate psychopaths.
What is Jack's
favorite answer? It's all I know you're not a sociopath.
Oh, sociopath. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
That's
you missed
pretty
that's
one.
That's the second date.
That,
no. It could be a year and a half. You never know.
Oh,
okay.
Wow.
This is the last
Final
one.
Final question. Right.
Final question. Make or break.
What is DeMario's hometown?
Oh, man. Even I don't know that.
Well, the hometown, as mentioned on the Bachelor bio on Bachelor.com.
Are you not from L.A.?
No.
Oh, wait. I don't know. That's what I put.
All right.
Okay.
She said L.A. What did you write?
No, I'm from Vacaville, like the Bay Area. Like,
yes. But so. California.
Damn,
no,
I'm
I did know that.
State.
Hold on. Same state, though. Yeah. I'm going to give you enough. A half point.
But
half
you've lived
point.
Here for a long time,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, I've lived here for like a decade.
Yeah,
so.
Whatever. Yeah.
That's not a hometown living.
All right, you guys.
Oh, say, wow. You got 7.5. No, 6.5 out of 8. 6.5
out of 8.
Elena, can you please tell us what percentage it is likely that they will get married?
Also,
100%.
We've talked about our kids' names before.
Wait,
and
what?
We disagreed.
And, well, because he wants to name his kid Kanye Coachella.
And Derek Jeter Jackson. I like Frankie Carter.
Wait, did I said Frankie, didn't I?
And I agree.
Those are good ones.
And I want to name... Well, I can't say what I want to name.
Honestly, I'm feeling vibes between you.
We have vibes.
Too. Yeah, we have vibes.
Have you guys made out?
Yeah.
What?
And you never dated?
No, because we've like been ships passing in the night. Mm-hmm.
She's very busy being an international clothing owner.
She's a busy bee.
And then whenever he goes to the bungalow, I'm working. So whatever.
Okay.
So maybe you can
it
go
was this weekend.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
she
I thought
was
you
working.
Were working at the bungalow.
But I Jack don't work is at the now bungalow. A shooter girl on this side.
Home. Yes.
All right. Well, you know what? Honestly, I wrote these questions and I thought this was all a joke, your compatibility. Now I'm seeing it in real life.
No, I mean, what I like is that we both go like at our own flow. It's not like anything that's forced.
Yeah.
Like we always like a like playful flirt and like text and like FaceTime and all that kind of stuff.
And we watched serial killer documentaries.
Exactly.
Together.
That was like really romantic.
You guys watched a serial killer documentary and then made out?
No, we made out before.
No, but that was with Afton. It's sort of like a
group
we
makeup.
Hang out with Afton too sometimes.
And we did facials.
We did facials, watched the Jeffrey Dahmer documentary.
Have you guys sexted each other?
Have you had any sex?
Has she sent you a nude?
Kind of. Not a nude.
It's like sexy pic.
Let me see pics. It.
No. I'll judge.
She also taught me the rule.
What is
of
it?
Of like, remember like the screenshot thing?
Yeah, because if you send somebody an old picture, it has the dates.
It.
You have to screenshot, crop it, and then it'll look
Did
like
Did you
it's
do that to him?
No.
You sent a recycled nude?
Not to him, but we were talking about like to get around.
I didn't know
you
that.
Deserve, now that I know you, you deserve a full, real,
in the real moment.
Brand new, fresh moment
She
nude.
Actually owes me one from New York, but she got drunk that night and like just
Shocking.
Neglected
exactly.
me.
So like, she could do it today.
I know. Every single night she would FaceTime me. Oh, yeah.
I did FaceTime
her
a lot when
like
I was
Like her young. And Bryn and just wiling out. Aww. And then I'll be like, yeah, you sent me that nude. She's like, okay, I'll send it. And then the next day I wake up like...
Is my phone broken? What's
like,
happening?
Well, like, what's going on? Does she forget?
So. You guys are very cute together. I can't wait to get married. I will get ordained.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
You too.
And I can't wait to have the FBI at the wedding.
God, you guys have to marry me one day. Both of you.
Yeah,
together.
God, we'll be like totally Tina Fey and Amy Poehler.
Yeah.
That would be funny.
It's going to happen.
Or like, what was that, Bridesmaids, when they kept kind of going back and forth?
Like the best friend.
Yeah. That was funny.
I said we will do that during speeches.
Yeah.
Yes, amazing. It'll be a group speech.
A one-up.
Yes. And we'll wear the t-shirts we shot in today.
Oh, God.
It'll be amazing. We're going to save those forever. Okay.
Oh, you guys just shoot from like when we first... Like met each other. That was like really dope. You
what?
Guys shoot
Which
when
one?
You guys were in Black, I believe. When you looked all fierce.
Wait,
Black.
That was
Lady
a
Boss,
while ago.
Like when we first launched Fempire.
When did you see that photo?
You like posted it when we first.
No, we did.
Yeah, it was I don't know.
He loves it, Jack. Just take the compliment.
Take the
You're hot. All right,
take
when
it.
We come
I was
back,
about it logistically,
Damara's going to help you figure out your love life, ladies,
yes.
Because he's clearly made his decision.
Hey, ladies, get funky.
Ask the Lady Gang.
And we're back. Are these all love questions?
Mm-hmm.
Are they? Awesome. Okay, so we have...
Love and sex.
We have our listeners writing questions and we give them advice.
I love it.
Okay. First question comes from Reagan.
I have to save this to use at your wedding. Sorry, don't throw away your
paper. Reagan, that's my goddaughter's
name. Give me yours.
Aww. I have so... Many
your paper?
Different. I've made them all on different
here,
pages.
Here,
why
here,
you,
right here.
She ruined it.
No, I have it.
Oh, the one. No, okay. But I want to keep this so if you do end up getting married, that I can like use this in my speech and one up Becca. Okay, crop top. I'll just frame
we
this.
We need to agree on kid names before we get
crop
married.
Crop top.
Okay. First question comes from Reagan. Reagan says, "My boyfriend and I have been together almost 3 years and live together. Our sex is decent, like, it's nice." Sounds so sad. "I have been craving wild and crazy sex. I've kind of told him this before in an extremely roundabout way, but he's honestly never looked at a woman in a discriminatory or dominant way that I don't know if it's even in his being." What does that mean? Like, he...
Like, he doesn't even have the ability to be, like,
to, like, look
dominant.
At... Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Okay. How do I make this sweet boy a little monster in the sheets without ruining him? Tomorrow.
Man, you know... to be 100%, there are guys that it's just not in them.
Yeah.
Like, I have buddies who I'll tell, like, sex stories to, or we'll all just be, you know, discussing it amongst ourselves, and they look at us as if we're animals, like, straight-up animals. And it's just not in them.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, he's probably going to just be that guy who has missionary sex his entire life, and his wife is going to have to find her a Tyrone or something to come and clean those pipes every couple of months or something. I mean, I have buddies who just straight up are like, no, I would never do that. I would never choke her or smack her or, like, do anything. Like, it's just missionary. It is what it is, and they, you know, go to sleep.
And I feel like if she's, like, mentioned it to him or tried to, like, nudge him, if a guy wanted to be into that, he probably would be like,
yes.
Do it.
Exactly.
Like toys, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, like, stoked on
it. I have a buddy. His girlfriend is, like one of those, like, very, very attractive fitness models, and she has, like, a big old butt, and he hates it. Like, it's the weirdest thing. Like, legit, it makes, like, they're definitely not going to last, but it's just, I mean, but, you know, he's one of those, you know, but he's one of those guys where he's like, oh my God, her butt's just so fat. It's just so stupid. Like, it makes no sense. And I'm sitting over here just drooling. I'm like, what'd you say?
Is it a fake butt, though?
No, it's real. She's like, she's this petite, like, little petite little white girl with, like, this, like, real Kim Kardashian butt. But it's proportioned. It's not like, all stupid. And he always, all the time, he's just like, dude, it's just so dumb. Like, I just don't get it. Like, she wears these little jeans and her ass sticks out. And I'm sitting here just,
what the hell?
Like, what? But like, again,
just not,
you know, it's
it.
Just like that guy. He's just not into it.
Yeah.
And he'll never be that guy. And if she tries to force him, it's just going to ruin their already bad sex life.
And it'll be awkward sex of him, like, trying to,
like, choke me. Okay. And, like, he's choking wrong.
With, like, two little fingers.
Yeah, okay, right here. And he's like, no, it's going to end really bad. He might kill her, actually.
They've been together 3 years and lived together. I would say my advice would be to maybe, like, gift him a shoebox of, like, fun sex toys.
Then he'll get freaked out.
No, and I think it's, like, a fun way to be, like, ooh, these are, like, stupid shit. Like, you know, like, the handcuffs that you're, like, are fuzzy and, like, they're like, basically a Barbie house of sex toys, you know? Like, something that's fun and it's not going to scare him off. Like, don't whip out the, like,
double-sided dildo.
Thank you. Which we just saw a picture of last week, which was
that's
going to
definitely scare him.
You know what I mean?
Like, I have a buddy
the
like
little
that.
Fun stuff that's like, oh, look at these fit. And you can start there and try to, like, wean him into it, but I don't know.
He'll probably think it's weird and
yeah.
Texas gaming friends be like, oh my God, my girl's a weirdo.
So break up now.
Yeah, break up with
her. I mean, honestly, if that's, like, an issue for you, probably.
They're living together. Up. Or
because it's something, like, for the rest of her life, like, she really has to picture herself, like, 25 years from now still getting that, like, 3-minute missionary. And it's like, well, gotta watch Jeopardy.
I love that you just, like, hump the table. I can never
dream
unsee
life.
That.
Dream life. Winning.
3-minute missionary sounds incredible.
Like, you're done. I'm awesome. Right. Don't have to talk to you again.
Well, I'm taking a bath. Bye.
See you in a month.
Okay, second question comes from Robin. Robin says, all these people left their names. So
I know.
Hopefully,
I did that on purpose for
we
you.
Don't get in trouble.
Ruin your life.
My boyfriend and I have been together for a year and a half. I'm 25. He's 26. The past few months, we've been bickering all of the time. We make up quickly, and the second it's over, we're back to being in our loving, happy relationship. But we can't seem to stop bickering. We both say, I'd rather fight with you than be happy with anyone else. We need advice. Help, please.
That's a bit weird.
I mean, Zach and I do this.
What?
We sort of have, like, we go through periods of time where we just, like, get into little petty arguments, but we move past them really quickly. And I think, I mean, I don't find that it really is detrimental in any way. I think if it continues, but, you know, after, like, 4 years, sometimes that's just how you communicate. Like, it's just,
I guess, like, bickering is one thing, but if you're getting in, like, these full-blown arguments about real shit,
yeah, I agree.
There's a problem.
My ex and I, we had, like, a lot of bickering. Like, we were, like, politics, like, crazy, like, little just jabs here and there, but it was nothing to where, like we were, like, arguing, I'm punching holes and stuff through the wall.
Yeah.
So, I mean, as long as it doesn't escalate and get to be, like, a serious, serious problem where you're staying, like, at your mom's house or something like that,
yeah,
I think that's just kind of a part of, you know, just two different human beings.
And right.
It's so weird. I don't really ever fight with my husband. Like, we never fight, but he gets tired and moody and sassy, and I get tired and moody and sassy. So, like, he'll ask me a question or something, and I'll be, like, short with him, and he'll be like, oh, being sassy. Or, like, he'll be short with me. Like, the other day his phone broke, and I was like, do you want dinner? And he's just like, I just can't. And I was like, being said, and they'll, like, call each other out on it, but we don't really, like, fight a bicker because I gotta be honest, I I kind of just rule the roost. Like, Zach is
Zach is an alpha.
Right, he's an alpha, and so you're also an alpha. Yeah. So you guys hit each other.
I look at it as, like a volcano. Like, every couple weeks, months, whatever, like, you got to, like, have a little explosion.
Yeah, to get back to normal.
To let the steam out. And then you can kind of go back. Because I think if we didn't have these, I think it would probably build up to something really big.
Yeah.
And then it would be the big one.
Well, yeah, because you'd both,
the big one.
And then you're divorced.
Yeah. And then we're divorced.
Okay.
So no divorces.
No divorces. Last question comes from Lola. What the fuck is this?
Lola.
I can't help what the lady gang writes in.
She said, do you cry, like, naturally when you have sex?
Whoa. That's crazy. I thought she was going to... I thought she was like me just crying just in general. I do cry, but...
I've cried after great sex.
I have never, ever cried after great sex.
During sex. She said when you have sex.
No.
You've cried after good sex because it was so good.
Like, when your orgasm is so, like... And you just are like,
that reminds me of like
emotion.
Diane Keaton in that movie where she like has sex with what's his face? Do you know what I'm talking about?
Okay, no. Elena's just laughing because loves you. You've never been like emotional, like been like after like making love?
No.
Not at all.
Oh. Lola, you're not alone. Kelty's here with you.
No, I mean, I think it's like an emotional thing. Like, it can be very overwhelming.
Listen, if there's a story behind it, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. If there's like a personal struggle or whatever, but just like straight up sex makes you cry? I don't know. I don't think that's like...
I feel like there are weirder things in the world, but like, that's kind of weird.
That is weird.
It is. Sorry. Well, I'm unweirding it if you cry. One time I was having sex with someone that I really, really was in love with and they were awful to me. And I just remember like, this is going to make no one want to ever have sex with me again. So, Chris, if you're listening, please turn this podcast off. I know you're listening.
I love this.
I was desperate for this person to love me, and they didn't. And my music was, like, shuffling. Remember when you just had an iPod?
Yeah.
And it would just, like, shuffle through your songs? And, like, I have a lot of classical ballet music on my iPod, which is, like, very weird. But there's this piece of music called The Dying Swan from Swan Lake, and it's, like, my favorite piece of music of all time. And I know this is, like, so, like, unsexual. But anyway, it's a very beautiful piece of music, even though it's called The Dying Swan. It's, like, very emotional.
Right,
like, well, because
I am the swan.
In Swan Lake, the part of Swan Lake in which this piece of music takes place is when she is dying and the prince is like, his heart is bleeding open because he's in love with her and like she can't live on this planet. Anyway.
Wait, so were you having sex to that song?
So
you're envisioning that happening
to you? Having sex
to
the dying swan. No, and it was like, we were so in love and I was just like trying to keep us together and I didn't want our love to die. And then like when it was over, it was like very emotional. And I just like have this moment, like I actually have a journal entry about it. And I was just like, I was so emotional. Like, I don't want this to be over.
Lola. See, my story's different. I had sex with this girl I was on again, off again with in college, and like we had like had a separation, and halfway through she just starts confessing that she hooks up with that she hooked up with this other guy, and like
then
she
you cried.
No, she started.
And then Dying Swan came on.
She started crying, but for some reason my egotistical side came out, and it turned into like some filthy, like really good dirty talk. Uh-huh. And then it got like,
she told you while having sex.
She told me while having sex
that she's
like that she hooked up with this other guy. And then it like triggered something. It triggered something in me, and I'm like, well, like do I fuck you better? And she's like, yeah. So I came back. And all of a sudden, it got
hot.
To be like, it was like hard. Just I'm like, rawr. That's when I morphed into what the media wanted me to be. And then I remember just dominating her, and we both laid there. I remember she was crying. She's like, oh my god, that was crazy. And that became our thing. We were like role play and talk like really weird and dirty. So
you were able to move past the sleeping with other people.
Yeah,
I think he was almost
it was like
almost instantly.
In me,
actually,
it was like the athlete in me came out, and it was like being like, I hooked up with LeBron. It's like, well, shit, I'm gonna be better than LeBron. Like, what do you mean? And it just I turned.
Give
into
me
this,
that crop top.
Give me those weird pants.
Those
little weird pants.
They're just bell bottoms.
They're weird pants.
They're bell bottom. Whatever.
But you look amazing in them because you have that great little butt and then the super long legs. Like, you have Karlie Kloss legs that are so long for
that
your body.
That's so nice, but it's not true. Thank you.
Okay. That's the end of this episode, although I wish it wasn't ending because you are fabulous.
I know.
I could watch this reality show. Honestly, if you guys got together, I feel like we could sell a reality show.
I do too.
And we could be the ones that commentate, like it would be like Hunger Games.
Spectators, yeah.
Like, or like Pitch Perfect when the people are like, yeah. Well, they're really going at it tonight, huh?
You can just be like watching from a clock tower.
Yeah, with like a sequin.
Or like watching like serial killer documentaries.
doing face masks. Yeah.
So sexual. I'm like, I'm going to have you be like, really soon, LeBron did me better so that we can get like the better side of you. Because I don't know, face mask side is like the sexiest side of you.
Yeah, it is. I like it.
Okay. Well, you're both looking at me, so it's creepy. We're going to sign off now. where can everyone follow you? I know I have it written down somewhere.
At Demario Jackson _.
Yeah.
But you need to get that changed.
That's the only thing I can have. I don't.
Who has Demario Jackson?
Some little black kid. He's like 4. I've reported him.
Stop.
I've bribed him with money. It's this little black kid. He hasn't posted in like forever, but he'll respond to the messages. And
be like, nah.
Yeah, he's like, nah, I'm good. He's like, all right. All right, bro.
Damn.
Everyone on the Lady Gang, send little 4-year-old Demario Jackson a message.
Yeah, spam him.
Yeah,
please.
Spam him and be like.
Tell him you'll send nudes.
Yes.
He's not going to want that until he's like at least 8.
Jack will.
Anyway.
No, this is very illegal.
While we're at it, follow Jack Vanek and her funny little pants at Jack Vanek, Becca Tobin, at Becca, and me, Kelty Knight, at Kelty, and follow the Lady Gang at the Lady Gang. And most importantly, go to frickin' iTunes and leave a 5-star review for this podcast. What else do you want on a podcast? There's nothing left on the table. We had a love connection. We had a game. We had serious talk. We had good week, bad week. We had a 4-year-old with his Instagram handle. I mean, we had it all. There's nothing else to give. We had a sex talk. We had crying. I told you about Dwayne Swan. I mean, this is everything you could ever wanted, Lola. Go to Apple Podcasts and give us 5-star reviews or subscribe.
They get it.
Yeah,
we get it.
Okay.
And we will
see you next Tuesday.
Yay!
Join the Lady Gang every Tuesday at iTunes and at PodcastOne.com. That's PodcastOne.com. Thanks for listening.
Now, you know I can't keep a secret or a deal to myself, which is why I'm telling you the best place to find spring savings. Ross. Yes, the Ross. They have the looks you'll love this spring for less. Ross has the best finds and the latest brands at 20 to 60% off what you pay at department stores. So, trust me, you don't want to miss out on these deals on your favorite tops. They've got deals on dresses for days. I mean, every style for spring. And don't forget the sandals. You know Ross has those on the low. Deals on handbags? Yep. Hold my purse. Get outside this spring with savings on outdoor tableware. And let's not forget about the guys. There are plenty of great deals on men's shirts and more. Seriously, just visit your nearest Ross and see for yourself, because you deserve to look like $1 million without spending it. So what are you waiting for? Say yes for less at Ross.